Hot Sports Betting Show, come out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Howdy, baby, Tone.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Zaya. Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on?
It's a great day to have a great day.
It is a great day to have a great day. You look good today.
You look
good.
Thank you.
Hair looked great before.
Good hoodie.
Yeah, this hoodie is super comfortable.
Hats make quite a run, is it?
Bruce had an unbelievable hair day going.
Yeah, this hat on this program is serving the suspension of Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
So whenever he's back on the sideline where he belongs, this hat will be replaced by my Michigan snapback, which is much more comfortable. As I've said a few times, this is the least comfortable hat I've ever owned.
Yeah, yes. The headphones still with that hat are looking like they're crunching your skull.
Yeah, they are.
I love your commitment, though. That's good.
Otter, how are we?
I'm doing great, Tony. Bruce, you do look like you are just so uncomfortable wearing that fucking thing.
I'm cozy today. I'm in my cozy hoodie.
Yeah, you look super cozy in the hoodie. Little recap from last night's action. Starting with the Maction.
Yeah.
Oh, Toledo, yeah. Huge comeback W.
I was
fucking anti-Toledoites out there chirping until you weren't.
No, it was cover. 10.5. Easy cover.
Never doubt, never fear Toledo. I do have to put my hand up.
They just got
to
win.
Hand up.
Who?
My hand is
Toledo.
No, they got to cover up until you fear them.
No, it just went.
You wouldn't fear them.
Just went Toledo.
Covers.
Because they might be the highest ranked group of five team.
Bruce, what?
You wouldn't dare.
West Michigan, I said the wrong team's favored. I said they were play of the century.
Yeah. I would like to get, Bruce, feel like we've been ahead of this, but I would just like this written in stone right now. We got the wrong team is favored. I love it. I love saying it. I love hearing it. It is a great bit. It is something I love to hear.
It's O for the century.
But it has not won since I've been back at least. And I'd like to venture that maybe like 6 months before that when I was in Canada.
It's Jover.
It is. It does feel like it is Buffalo over for the wrong team's favors.
I might say it now every show.
All right.
Till wins.
As long as it's on a bet that just you're on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll start tonight. Knicks at Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, fuck.
The Knicks are +1.5. And guess what? Motherfuckers, the wrong team's favorite.
So this one is okay because it's also flopped back and forth.
Okay. It's also a pick 'em. It's
Knicks were favored for a bit today.
Okay. So he kind of copped out on this one.
Yeah.
Took an easy way out.
Anybody could be favored.
Oh, classic Mr. Easy Way Out here.
Yeah.
I don't have many picks tonight.
Hand up, I was on the wrong side of the under in a game that went in double overtime.
Ooh. Oh.
Damn.
That was a great Maction.
Bang.
That was bang.
Oh, yeah.
That was last night was the Maction we've been yearning for.
Yeah. That gray field. It might have been the gummy.
You mean Mox Crosby Field?
Yeah, Crosby Field. When you're in the multicast and one of the field is just silver, it is.
Yeah.
It was fucking.
That's Maction, baby.
Yeah.
We got two games tonight in the Maction, which we will discuss shortly. What's up?
Give me two.
Utah.
How was Shibibi?
College basketball?
Yeah.
Very good. My best night by far of the season, I would like to say.
Hell yeah.
Michigan State did not come home. Iowa should never be favored by 12.5. We knew that. Marquette won outright.
Duh.
Providence.
Chocolate. Providence. Fucking.
Why?
Never a fucking.
Why?
They just won't stop being a mafia up in Providence.
Providence was maybe, that should have been PLY.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was a boat race from start to finish. And that line was.
Yeah. I mean, we got Providence Ed Cooley energy carryover tonight, perhaps. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Mm. I'll wait till Nick gets in to ask about the NHL last night.
The Vegas Golden Knights, Stanley Cup champion.
Yeah.
Parlay killer of late.
Ooh.
They lost again to the Capitals. That is three in a row.
What about the Sharks?
Okay, well, let me tell you.
They were hungry and then they got full.
I might right side this one. The Sharks.
Yes.
The Sharks were up 3-2 with 10 minutes left.
It was the right side.
And then The Thurs, as you called them yesterday, scored 3 in the last 10.
The Thurs?
The Thurs put it on in the last 10.
They were full. They ate. They won Hungry Sharks. They were just
they became Hungry stuff. Panthers.
Yeah.
It was good. It's good.
Yeah. You ever seen a panther jump on a gator or a crocodile in the river and drag it out up into a tree?
Yeah. Panthers are terrifying.
Yeah. That's what they did last night to the Sharks.
Yeah.
The last 10.
It is what they did to the Sharks.
And then I saw the stupid ass fucking in season NBA Cup courts were back last night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In season's fucking sick, dude.
In season is sick.
Mavs got
the courts are horrendous.
Really? Okay, it depends.
Courts are bad.
I don't mind them.
I actually like half the courts.
The city courts, I'm okay with. City
courts are fine.
Some of them.
The in season NBA Cup courts are horrendous.
City most courts stink. Are fire flames.
Most stink. This Indianapolis one's actually pretty cool.
No, it's not.
The Indy one is sick on TV. In person.
No, it's not. You can't see the players.
That's
I'm excited for the Knicks first home game. It's just bright orange.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's gonna be off.
And they're gonna bright wear orange.
It's orange as shit.
And they're gonna wear bright orange uniforms and you're not gonna fucking see them.
No, they're gonna wear blue.
You can't see the player.
Yes, you can, Tony.
I love it.
The Lakers had a yellow one, and theirs was fucking awesome. Thank God it's not purple.
It's how I feel. Thick. What you just said is how I feel with hockey all the time. I'm like, I can't see anything. It's so white.
Well, see, I got no problem. I got no problem seeing the puck.
Yeah.
Are you too young to remember
the puck glow in the dark used to turn red. Turn red. We used to go into the stands a lot. The puck, you just see a floating color.
You know how Fox NFL Sundays, you have the robot who marches around. They used to have that for hockey, and the puck used to glow so you could see where the puck was at all times.
The best part actually about that was there was just Fox jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Teams wore jerseys only when they played on Fox.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Kind it was of pretty sweet. It was a good special, gimmick.
Yeah. Bit of an in-season cup.
I enjoyed it.
It was. It had the Canadian hockey
lot of like,
fans up
lot
in
of like
arms. That's for sure.
Pens Flyers on Mars. Fox memories for some reason.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Tony, you can hate the in-season tournament, but what it does add is something hilarious.
You haven't listened to anything I've said.
I understand you don't like the courts. I get it.
Bingo.
I get it. But what it does add is like the Utah Jazz are 2-0 in the in-season tournament. The Pacers are 2-0
in
the in-season tournament.
Dogs.
Yeah, like this. It would be the most Pacers thing of all.
I got no problem with the NBA Cup. Tournament.
It's just the court.
Just the color of the
He courts. Likes the cup. He likes the NBA Carbaro Cup.
I like the courts.
Let's get into tonight.
Let's get into it.
Two.
Give me two.
Two action games. Let's start. Hold on. Let's see where we want to start.
Oh, shit.
Just want to check the odds, see which, you know, if there's a way we're leaning here. Start in Miami of Ohio. They are playing Buffalo. They are 7.5-point favorites.
Buffalo Soda. Oh, this came down.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone want to have a side?
I do have a side here, and I did put this in a little teaser. I have the over of, I got it all the way down to 41.5, and now it would be basically Miami of Ohio at a pick'em. You said they're at what, 6.5, 7?
7.5.
Okay, so then minus 1.5 now. Get that to 110 if you put those in a two-way teaser.
Tell you what I'm doing, and I hate doing it because I love Matt.
Are you teasing? Mitt.
Oh, wait. Shit, I was looking at the wrong game. I just have Miami of Ohio straight up minus 7.5.
Okay.
I hate, you know, I don't like doing this. I love, you know, last night I love fucking 10.5, but I'm not going against the Bobcats.
No, why would you?
And I'm not going against Miami, Ohio.
No, why would you?
So we'll go. I hate to do it. It's a money line parlay minus 155.
Okay.
That's
so
what it is.
I didn't want to go that far.
That's what it is.
I didn't want a money line parlay.
That's what it is.
So I did a 7.5-point tease.
Ooh.
And I got Miami of Ohio money line. And I got Ohio minus the 3 at minus 125.
Ooh. Yeah. You guys are probably right.
It's not worth it to me.
I'm on Miami and
the 40 cents of juice.
30.
30 cents of juice.
Not worth it to me to sweat that 3 points.
I'm not going against the Bobcats, but...
Why would you?
Whoa, hold the phone. Sounds like you're about to.
But I do think the Chippewas cover 10.
Fuck you.
I love the Bobcats.
Bobcats are at home.
But my second...
I know, but the Chippewas got to get full eligible.
Yes, my second love in the MAC is the chips.
Yeah.
I am up the chips every day.
Yeah, yeah.
As much as I love...
This is going to be a great game. I hope both teams win.
As much as it's gimme the Ohio Bobcats.
We don't hope both teams win. It's gimme the Ohio Bobcats.
It's also...
This is fucked up.
Up the chips. I mean, I like both teams. I don't know what to do.
What? Okay, well, this is where my teaser.
Hey, you dance with the girl who brought you here.
Yeah, yeah. I brought two. I brought two women.
Whoa.
Whoa.
From the Chippewa on down.
But this, I've got fucked up. When I first heard Ohio, I was just thinking the Ohio Bobcats because, I mean, this is obviously our team. This has been our team on this show.
Yeah.
Best team in Ohio.
Yeah, the best fucking team in Ohio,
by far.
Ohio Bobcats, and their favored 10.
Play Toledo.
Okay. Well, they're favored by 10, I have the over of this game and the Ohio Bobcats -4.5 in a two-way teaser.
Is Gabbert still a quarterback for Miami of Ohio?
Yes.
Okay.
Does he have a brother in the league?
No.
I hate to do this.
Gabbert's still in the fucking
league. Yeah, he's the backup for the Kansas City Chiefs.
He's going to get a Super Bowl ring.
Okay. Feels like we need a diagram for this teaser.
We're going over. We're going.
No, I just fucked up. And I thought.
Is Mitt middling himself?
I don't know.
Is Rourke still the quarterback for the Ohio Bobcats?
Is he hurt?
Is his brother still in the league?
Do I love football?
Yeah.
Do I have a pulse?
Yeah.
Do I love the Ohio Bobcats?
Boo.
Do I love the chips?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Shout out, Brum.
Yeah.
All right. That's my action.
That's good action.
You're
not going to find a breakdown of action with teasers and moneyline parlays and songs anywhere else.
No, that's true.
I hate to be the one to tell you that.
Gimme.
I did kind of wake up today like, man, maybe I should have watched a movie last night.
In comes in.
Mate, you have no idea what song we were doing.
Nope, I thought it was a different one.
that was a good pal.
He was like, doo, 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 doo.
That was Da Root's answer.
Yeah, that is as you don your Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I know.
Hoodie.
What the fuck?
Gifted to you by me.
Wow. Good guy, Tony.
Yeah, wow. Pat yourself.
We're fucked, back. Okay? What do you want me to fucking say?
ETC.
Yeah, what are we fucking doing, man?
Cooper,
is the injury?
He allegedly broke his foot.
Oh, fuck. Are you fucking kidding?
No, I'm kidding, Mitt. He's fine.
I actually like that guy.
Yeah.
He didn't fucking suck.
Hard not to, Mitt. They're not good.
Huh? I'm worried about
you that, already man. Worried about this weekend.
I was.
You guys are fucked.
I'd like to think that the boys will rally. I didn't hear what he said.
He said, you guys are fucked.
I mean, they're not. Let's not act like fucking Illinois.
Dallas Cowboys. Can we get a performance by the fucking lads slinging the pigskin one?
You mean Farrens isn't going to look at his DC and go, who are we playing here? New York Jets?
Who are they? Shotgun. What do you think they are? New York Jets? That might happen. Phil Parker was nominated for the Broyles Award as
best
the
assistant coach in the nation.
As the nation's best assistant coach. So I'm sure he'll have the... But no, I mean, it's because it's not just defense. Like, he is he's a legitimate threat to take a punt back every single time.
Yeah.
But no, I think the boys will rally around this.
Because Kirk's the right man for the job.
Well, he's going to, I mean, unless he wants, you know, Brad Bielema's kicking my ass out there.
You think he goes up to his son, coach?
Now he'll probably go up to Phil Parker.
Yeah.
Phil, I could use your help. Brett Bielem is kicking my ass out there. I don't know. I mean, this is the worst possible news.
Yeah, that's pretty much the one player you could not lose.
Coup de grace, if you will.
Yeah. Tope, he's ready for the
combo. We got other boys who on defense, obviously, who have been playing well. But also Illinois. I mean, yeah, Luke Altmyer, I get it. You know, ooh, he went to Ole Miss. If he went to Ole Miss and you have to transfer to Illinois to play quarterback, it should say something about you. But also, that feller they had last week threw for 500 yards.
Yeah.
I had 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're not going to start this man?
Ooh, you know where he's from?
I don't know. I am worried about this weekend. I am.
Don't.
I am.
Don't.
Well, we have to be here, Bruce, because see, this is the same thing that happened last year.
The offense
is red hot. I was going into the Heroes game. I already had my fucking tickets and sights set, making plans. See all the buddies from college. Hey, you live in Indy? Can we stay with you? Yeah, absolutely. Got plenty of space. You know, you guys all come down. And then what do? They fucking choke and lose to Nebraska, who was like 3-9 at the time, or 4-8, or whatever.
Sure. Who was in the Big Ten championship last year?
Purdue stole all of our signs.
Michigan. O'Connell.
Yeah. You say, hey, Aiden O'Connell, former, you know,
former walk-on.
Yeah, he was a former walk-on, pretty Boilermaker. Now, obviously, the starting quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders. But
can't get his chin strapped.
Yeah, so he's got that goofy-ass mustache that he needs to kind of figure out. I think a lot of people saying, oh, this is funny. This is cool. He looks like Farfa. It's not that cool. You know,
it's not that funny.
Yeah, it's not that funny. You're a quarterback in the NFL. You know, maybe look like one, act like.
I believe someone on the show called him Frumpy. Is it you?
It sounds like a Bruce.
Yeah. I did not call Aiden O'Connell Frumpy.
I love Aiden O'Connell.
We'll see, though. Because if the Hawks win this week, guess what? Tickets are punched to Indy.
Okay. Good luck.
Doesn't matter. And it's not like I expected them to win.
And where are they playing at?
It's at home. It's at Kinnick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone knows those fucking fall afternoons at Kinnick Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
3:30 kick. Yeah. 2:30.
They might take Michigan to the deep end.
Huh?
They might take Michigan to the deep end.
They might.
Big soil. Might be a ball game.
Please.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Also, they might be playing Ohio State.
I'm most worried about Iowa in the Big Ten championship, to be honest.
I can't hear anything you're saying, but I agree with you. I agree with you. Go Hawks, baby.
Go Hawks.
Get well soon, Coop. Love you, Coop.
It's a good show.
It's good stuff.
I don't know where you guys stand. Spicy nacho Doritos are so fucking good.
Above.
They're not bad.
Above regular?
Above the purple.
Brother, they blow regular out of the water.
Purple stink.
I agree. I don't like sweet jello.
I like the purple.
Yeah, of course he does.
What about bull bark?
I like the
purple. Who?
Bowl barbecue.
See, I don't like the Doritos barbecue chips.
The bowl barbecue.
Is that a Lays, Canadian thing?
Cape Cod.
You guys don't
Voodoo.
Have
bowl
barbecue? Have you never heard of Doritos bowl barbecue?
Doritos recently came out with some sort of barbecue chip, and it was not good.
I love bowl barbecue.
What color's the bag?
Purple. That's in Canada, though.
Okay, yeah. So that's we don't have that.
So we have you got what's the purple bag here? It's sweet
chili.
So
spicy sweet.
We have bold barbecue is purple, and then there's a black bag that is sweet hot chili.
There's a black Doritos bag. You guys are out of your mind.
There used to be a Doritos salsa.
Yes,
salsa Doritos. Oh, they were so fucking good. And they got rid of them.
Is that during the 3D Dorito time?
Taco Bell.
Around that same time, the jalapeno 3D Doritos. Yeah, delicious.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, Doritos Locos Tacos.
Yeah.
I won't take up any more.
Always comes full circle.
Hey, see you, man.
Hey, see you guys.
Fucking good luck. Okay.
Just a little back to action. That Illinois quarterback who's been balling out the last 2 weeks, he's actually from Ball State. He couldn't start at Ball State, transfer.
Fucking chirp, chirp.
Yeah, chirp, chirp, go Maction.
Chirp, chirp, go Maction. Let's take a jaunt over to the NBA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is anyone surprised about the Clippers?
What, the Clippers won last night?
No, they didn't.
No.
Oh, they did not.
No, Mitt. Come on.
It's 0-6, my friend.
Look.
I don't even think the Clippers are that surprised. Like, obviously it's going to take time to get acclimated and all that.
They only beat bad teams before he got there as well.
That's my bad. The Clippers did not win. They covered. So I lost my bet -4, Denver. I was really confident in that one.
They're going to be fine, though. They are going to be very hard out as like an 8 seed.
Maybe.
Yeah. The Harden thing, like the basketball analytics.
They're starting to get a little
He dribbles.
Long in the tooth?
He dribbles.
No. I'm not worried about
500 times.
I'm not so worried about any of that. They're starting to hate each other, it feels like.
No.
Very quickly.
Wow.
Russ is pissed.
Russ getting taken out.
Surprise there.
All right. You didn't even know they lost.
They won against the spread. Sorry, Tony. I have a gambling brain. But, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, it ended horribly with Russ and James Harden in Houston. That's why they shipped out Russ. Like,
well, wasn't Russ's fault in L.A.? Let's just be clear there.
In L.A. right now, I don't think so either.
No, the Lakers.
Historically, okay, well, when he was on the Lakers, he's historically the worst basketball player actually ever. And LeBron played, I think, about 40% of those games.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean...
Let's just get to tonight's action, okay?
Get to the action.
Before you just decide to take it out on Russ.
Yeah.
I'm not. I was also going to say James Harden needs to fucking shoot better. Like, he needs to shoot the fucking three better. That's the whole problem with his game right now. He's not shooting the three. That's the whole reason why they brought him in.
Well said.
That's good.
Who actually did shoot the three well last night was the Lakers. They're playing on a back-to-back. Kind of short favorites here against the Kings, and they really should beat the Kings. Right now, there's nobody listed as actually out.
Nope.
Could be a very easily game-time decision just to pull LeBron, but he only played about like 22 minutes last night. I actually like them to win. And then a team that did lose last night, but I also think is going to be bouncing back, is Dallas. I think Dallas covers the six that they're laying in Washington. The Wizards are horrible, and the Mavericks are good. They just laid an egg last night, I feel.
All right, I'm going to have an NBA mark bet of the night. Booker, Beal, and Durant are all playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me them.
All right, I'm on the other side. I'm taking Minnesota. Minnesota's been very, very good this year. 8-2, and then they've been covering. They're plus
six
going into Phoenix.
Back to back.
Yeah, but they...
Fight last night.
Yeah, I think the boys will be ready to play.
Okay.
I got the Suns and the Celtics, moneyline parlay.
Okay.
And then I'm with Bruce. I like the Knicks going away to Atlanta.
Wrong side?
Yep.
Yeah, wrong team favored. Must win
Knicks
game.
Knicks are favored right now.
On ESPN bet. Per ESPN bet.
Per ESPN.
Per,
okay, well then you can't do wrong team
ESPN's per, bet. Per the wrong team is favored. The Knicks probably should be catching two or three in Atlanta.
Okay.
A little flippity flip there.
What?
But no, I mean, it's a must win game. RJ Barrett missed the Celtics game with migraines. I imagine he's going to be good to go, and he's really strong.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you had a migraine? You think they just go away?
Other dark days.
I've had multiple migraines, and yeah, you kind of just sleep them off. I feel like that's really the main.
Is Luka and Kyrie playing tonight?
Let me peep that
flip from -6.
No, -5.5.
Kyrie is a game time decision.
It said that they were both in the starting lineup.
So I'm laying 5.5 Mavs against the Wizards.
A dumpster fire.
Yes.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm going to lay. I know the Mavs got. So the Mavs got blown out last night. So obviously.
Get back.
Their guys didn't play that much. They were smacked early. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I like the Mavs laying 5.5.
Okay.
Ooh, also the Boston-Philly game. Probably the biggest game of the night. I like the under of 224.5. I just think that there will be a lot of defense in this game. And I just think it's going to be a close game. I don't want to pick a side.
Who's out for the Bucks?
A lot of game time decisions in that game.
The starting lineup said that Dame was playing. I don't know if that's for sure, though.
You're talking about the Bucks?
Yeah. Why are they -1.5 at Toronto?
Giannis is out.
All right. See you later. I'm good.
Stop. Oh, there we go.
I don't need any more info. Yep. That's all.
Nick.
Tony.
Welcome to the program.
How are we?
Welcome.
Good. How was NHL last night?
3-1 for me. I'm content with that. More than fucking content.
Who was the loser?
Static. Who was the loser last night?
Gary Lawless.
You didn't jump on the Sharks.
I did not jump on the Sharks. Did they win?
No. They covered the puck line.
Yeah, they didn't. They were up late. They were up late. Right side. It was right side.
Gumby said they played well.
Yeah,
they fought hard. I got a PO. I got a POY here.
Can I ask you a question?
Cougars?
Can I ask you a question before we start?
Go ahead, sir.
Certainly.
What type of city, I've never been there, is Edmonton?
Mm. What do you mean?
I feel like smoke crack.
Would you smoke crack in Edmonton?
I mean, that's what a lot of people say. The men on the rigs do, Tony.
Okay, give me the Kraken tonight, plus 163. I know it's new coach, but yeah, new coach second game.
Have you seen the new coach, though?
Does crack?
No.
Gumby's not a fan.
He looks like an absolute dog.
Like a good dog or a bad dog?
Like 6'8", 110 pounds, wears like XXX fucking suit.
So it looks like he does crack.
He does not look. He's.
Sounds like.
I don't know, though, because NHL coaches are different.
Never know, man.
If I was Edmonton, yes, great story. Sure, this guy, whatever, was with McDavid. What's wrong with bringing up old Joe Quenneville?
We talking about Chris Knobloch?
Yeah, Chuck Knobloch's brother. What's wrong? What's wrong with
something that is tasty?
Is this Chuck
Knobloch's
brother?
No. McDavid is plus money to score tonight, which is very rare, but he has not been scoring at a high pace at his usual pace this season. Maybe the coaching change and the style and system change.
Is he jealous of that?
I looked up Chris Knobloch. It doesn't look like he would do crack.
Is he jealous of Bedard distracting him, getting in between the ears?
I don't think he's worried about that. I think he's more worried about the organization being a dump for a long time now.
We're staring down a Wayne Gretzky situation.
I think he's got 2 years left
all
on his deal.
Over again and
oh, man. Maybe, you know,
but Dreisaitl is up for right him. Could be
time
interesting.
Out.
Nah, Broadway rag.
Time out. We got F's in the chat.
I'm not seeing him.
Well, I mean, they're there.
I'm seeing W's.
I'm not seeing them. I see W's.
Kind of like Mitt's idea. If you just ignore it,
just say W's.
No, I'm like literally looking at it. I see W's.
W's.
So maybe me and Tony are on different spots.
Is there anybody
maybe,
out
maybe
there?
Maybe that's a problem.
Now the W's are popping up.
W.
There were F's, though.
There were F's. But I was seeing.
Normally the W's follow the F's.
Yeah, people are getting sick of being basically every damn show that we have.
Well, I mean, our audio technician, Nick Morello, can't figure it out. So.
I'm far from an audio technician.
He's taught me everything I know.
Bruce has assumed my life and many duties, especially like in this one. He's taken my skin, taken my body. He's not fully got my mind.
We talked about that yesterday. I forgot that he is also the backup audio human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's been going on? Is it a recurring same issue?
I don't know what it is.
It's not been brought to my attention.
I think it's actually something with the streaming computer. It's not necessarily.
Oh, that's Beal.
Yeah, it has nothing to
do. Beal has also taken a whack at it. At least now it fixes itself.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. On to the hockey.
Yeah, tonight.
Flyers at the Hurricanes. Do we know who's ringing the bell?
I don't know. I would like to know, but I am going to take 20,000 screaming Caniacs on the 60-minute money line.
Bit of a battle of the Pants.
What are they, 7-0 at home,
the
I
new
believe?
New Pants against the old Pants.
New Pants against the old Pants. And I really like the goaltender that Carolina's going to trot out there tonight. Kuchetkov, Coochie. I'm a big Coochie guy. You guys know this.
Back? You love
Coochie's back.
And, I know you.
He's a great young Russian goaltender, and I think he's going to be the next great Russian goaltender.
We haven't. There has been no announcement on who's ringing the bell.
Do they do it for regular season games?
Yeah,
every game.
Someone's got to ring that fucking bell.
But yeah, give me the Caniacs.
Okay, Kraken Oilers. You guys do anything there?
I'm not touching it.
I was told that I should do Kraken Edmonton.
I never said.
I'll probably take a flyer on McDavid to score.
Said that.
I said it happens in Edmonton.
I
didn't advise you to do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a crack in Edmonton.
I'm going to throw the Coilers and the Latch in a moneyline parlay.
You just told me that they do a crack in Edmonton, and then you took the Oilers?
I like what fucking Chuck Knobloch's brother's doing right now.
Okay.
Right?
You don't. You hate his guts.
Is it really Chuck Knobloch?
Yes, it's Chris Knobloch, brother. Bruce. It's the same fucking line.
Yeah, has a hard time throwing to first base. How about the Isles at the Cougars?
Give me the Cougars.
Yeah.
Is this a little too obvious? Are they going to lose six straight and be the second team to fire their coach? Are we safe to... So POI
Bruce is going to get fired?
Have you not followed the history of the Cougars the past couple years, Bruce?
This is a revenge game for the Islanders. Yes.
Barbecue Bruce.
Barbecue Bruce is not there anymore. He was replaced by Rick Tocchet. They finished the season strong.
No, I meant in the Isle.
Come on.
I meant the Islanders.
Yeah, I'm saying the Islanders are going to fire their coach if they lose this game.
No. Islanders love their.
They haven't been that bad.
They're 5-6.
This would be six straight if they lose tonight.
Yeah, but
they're still.
They just didn't.
I mean,
it's
not as hot as the Pens, but
go on aside.
Didn't fucking. He just took over last year.
All right. Oh, I'll trust you guys.
He's got a longer leash than that. If we get to 8, maybe 9 in a row, then you start talking about that.
So we're not worried about any hungry shocks on the Islanders side. They're just going to roll.
No, that is a concern because Bo Horvat was traded from the Cougars to the Islanders. Made some comments when the Islanders made the playoffs.
Trashed the Cougar fan.
Cougars did not. It's going to be a fucking... Okay. That barn.
Okay.
That barn is going to be fucking wild in Vancouver.
That's what I'm talking about.
You check Morenci's Twitter and see, he'll let you know what's going
on. ETC, ETC.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah, you think they're not going to
boo? Is he going to be there?
You think they're not going to boo Bor Horvat in his return?
Is he going to be there?
You think? You should.
I hope.
All right, I'm in. I bet it.
Yep. Let me see.
Let's go, Couver. Cougars.
Cougars are 11-1.
I just saw Gabe's new profile picture.
Was it him with that lady?
Yep.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No, I got to check.
I haven't seen this one yet. How new is this?
Stop the show.
I think it's pretty good.
I have tweet alerts on for him. I usually see these.
That's a wild.
You are a sicko, dude.
Your phone probably goes up in flames.
Right. Oh, he's ready for F1.
All right.
Is he in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, look out.
Holy shit. Yeah, brother.
He's going to have a place to himself.
He's probably going to meet
getting booed down there. Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you, Nick.
Good luck.
Good luck to you. We have to finish with CBB.
CBB. Tough slate tonight, to be fair.
Really?
A little tricky.
Yep.
The Duchesne Dukes are actually kind of a play on.
That's a big game tonight.
Yeah, they are.
Couple undefeated.
Who do they have? Princeton?
Reno to start the year. They got the Tigers.
Yeah.
The
Tigers have been putting up a fight everywhere they've been.
They run a good offense.
They do.
I got Loyola Maryland money line versus Binghamton.
I like it. Binghamton stinks.
Yep. Fairleigh Dickinson catch 1.5 at home versus St. Peter's.
Oh, ooh.
Big game. Utah Valley plus 6.5 at Charlotte.
Utah Valley was a bit of a dog last year.
Yeah, I've always been a Utah Valley guy. Richmond catching 5.5 at Boston College. I think that's too much.
Okay.
What about the Northmen?
Yeah.
Or the Richmond.
Richmond, north of Richmond.
There you go. Nailed it. And then finish me off with George Mason, Moneyline versus Cornell.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Bit of an A-10 versus Ivy League tonight. Is that the tournament going on right now?
Might be.
That's the tournament.
Fordham's on their way to the Paradise Jam.
Who?
Fordham Rams.
The Paradise Jam?
Yeah, they're on their way to the Paradise Jam.
I mean, they're an A-10 team. Who do they have?
They have Norfolk State.
Ivy League.
In the first game of the Paradise Jam on Friday.
Norfolk State.
So they're off this week. Gumby, don't get mad at me. Well, first of all, I agree with you on fading Binghamton. Who's playing them?
Loyola Maryland.
Yep. Yeah, they should win at home.
Yep.
Not at home. Road team. Georgetown. Plus 10. Heading to Rutgers.
Yeah, that is the side.
Georgetown just lost at home 68-67 to Holy Cross.
Yikes.
Georgetown has sucked for a bit, but Ed Cooley's there. If you don't know Ed Cooley, you don't know college basketball. You don't know Big East basketball. You don't know hard-nosed basketball.
You don't know Jack.
You don't know New York basketball. You don't know anything about basketball if you don't know who Ed Cooley is. I think he has the boys going tonight. And Rutgers doesn't shoot very well, so I don't know if they can pull away and cover the 10. Give me Georgetown.
Yep, that's the side. Not going to argue there.
Okay.
Yep.
Come on, Ed Cooley. Don't let me down. He's got a bunch of transfers. They should be better than they were.
Hey, I'd like to see Georgetown.
Just lost the Holy Cross. What the fuck is that?
I'd like to see Georgetown good at basketball again.
Yeah, me too. It's good for the game.
Feels right.
The Hoyas.
Where is Patrick Ewing?
They just ran his ass out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they lost like 20 straight games.
Ooh, that doesn't. Whatever. What's his name with Coach Evansville? Remember they won that game?
Against Kentucky?
Was that against Kentucky?
Yeah.
Who was coaching them? Guy used to play for the Celtics.
I can't remember.
He was on the show when we were in the box truck.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
It was a good time.
I don't think he said Evansville. Hell of a win, though.
I got no idea, to be honest with you. But what I do have an idea of is that tomorrow's Picks Thursday, so fucking get right, boys.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that it is.
Yeah, it comes up on you pretty quick when it's Picks Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Because Friday will be a jam, you. Mm-hmm. So Picks Thursday tomorrow. We'll give out all of our picks for the weekend and Thursday night and Friday night.
There's something on Friday that piqued my interest.
Can't wait to hear about it tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have to pick it.
Otter, is there anything you have for the show?
Yeah, tell me something for you. Success isn't measured by money or power or social rank.
Oh.
Success is measured by your discipline and inner peace. Football legend, Mike Ditka.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Well said, Mitt.
He was a player and a coach.
Yeah, he was. A great one.
Mm-hmm.
Apples. And...
and he's got a great steakhouse.
It does. Mm-hmm. I should go.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.